Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
The Jets have an X receiver. They've got a do-it-all guy in Garrett Wilson, in my opinion. They obviously made a move to go pick up Justin Fields, reuniting some Ohio State guys there for the New York football Jets. But outside of Garrett Wilson, again, there's just not a lot there. You know, I think they have some intriguing pieces maybe, but overall, they obviously need a lot of depth at the wide receiver position.
I mean, dude, yeah, they don't have anything going on. besides our guy Garrett Wilson. I mean, yeah, they've got, I guess Lazard is still on this roster after they gave him permission to seek a trade. Malachi Corley was like a fake receiver last year. And then there's like, you like a Xavier Gibson, but you're the only one who likes a Xavier Gibson. So we'll see. So they are another team that I think could use anything, because Garrett Wilson is a three position player. He's a guy who can line up at X. He could be a flanker if you find an X. And I also think he's a guy that could play in the slot a little bit too. I actually don't think they're going to, I think they're going to be like more of a heavy condensed team because they have Justin Fields at quarterback, and I think they're going to be rather run first. They don't have anything at the tight end position either. So I actually don't really know what they're going to be from like a, from, you know, Ben Johnson obviously was the offensive coordinator at in Detroit. Tanner Engstrand from the Ben Johnson tree there in Detroit, they did some heavy condensed stuff too, but again, they don't have any tight ends on this team. So I think they're like kind of blank slate-ish to me beyond Garrett Wilson. I could see them adding a tight end. I could see them adding an X, a slot, a flanker, pretty much anything.
How much you want to bet? How much do you want to bet, Matt Harmon, that we will see an exorbitant amount of press talking about Breece Hall playing a lot of slot receiver reps upcoming offseason?
And it will mean nothing.
It's going to mean absolutely nothing. But we will see the press clippings. I promise you that. By the way, interesting note and a funny note that I think people would find humorous here, but Alan Lazard is actually their highest paid wide receiver right now at $13 million for Alan Lazard cap hit. Obviously, he's not going to be on the team. There's no question, but man, he is the fourth highest paid player in terms of a cap hit, active cap hit for the Jets in 2025. It's Quinnen Williams, Elijah Vera Tucker, and then Alan Lazard. Oh, actually, he's three because Aaron Rodgers is not on the team, but he does have he carries a $23.5 million cap hit. So he's actually number three right now, which is absolutely insane. That's amazing. Hey.
Bro, I bet you that he makes more than all of the other wide receivers and tight ends on this roster combined. Garrett Wilson this year in 2025 has a cap hit of 6.6 or 6.5 because he is a he is still on his rookie contract. And the other guys, like I said, Malachi Corley, rookie contract, Xavier Gibson, rookie contract. You know, there's just nothing but depth guys there. So six plus a few million, it's probably still shy of Alan Lazard's $13 million. And by the way, dude, I bet you cannot name a tight end on the Jets roster.
I only know Ruckert. That's it. I know no one else. Yeah, I know Ruckert. That's it.
ODU's finest, Stone Smart.
Hell yeah,
he's signed there. Actually,
did he?
He might push them over the Alan Lazard number. But that,
Stone
again, that
Smart
is what
went from the Chargers. Okay, let's go.
That's what we're talking about. Wow. With the Jets, and he's their second tight end. That's an interesting contract, though.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.